Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Redevelopment Authority wants to extend its urban renewal powers through the next decade, arguing that they provide, quote, certain tools to catalyze development. This renewal comes as building in Boston continues to boom, but the BRA has a controversial history when it comes to urban renewal. In the 1950s and 60s, dozens of acres of vibrant community were razed in the city's West End, all in the name of urban renewal. The former West End neighborhood is home to Mass General Hospital, Government Center, and the West End Museum. Now the museum and the BRA are partnering on a collaborative exhibit. It looks at the failed history and the potential future of urban renewal. Dwayne Lucia is curator of the museum. On a recent visit, he explained why the leveling of the West End remains raw to this day.
You know, if you talk to old West Enders, they would definitely say it wasn't a slum. They felt that their neighborhood was more livable than the North End than some of the other neighborhoods that actually survived urban renewal.
For a long time, long time, there was a great deal of animosity between the West Enders who were displaced and the city and its agencies. Does that still exist today to some degree?
I think so. This was the ideal living situation for the people who were poor and working class. And I think that in that regard, the ill feelings come from having something taken away more so than being displaced. You know, the stores that are familiar to you, the smells, many things were taken away in that process. Things like schools, things like friendships, things besides the familiarity with the physical aspect of the neighborhood.
No, it was a closely knit neighborhood.
76-year-old Bruce Guarino is one of those old West Enders who remembers his childhood neighborhood fondly. As if on cue, he walked into the museum to start his volunteer shift while we were there. Guarino grew up on North Grove Street in the West End, in the shadow of MGH, as he explained. He called the neighborhood home until he was 17, when his family moved to Dorchester amid the roiling debate over urban renewal.
See, this was home to 23 different ethnic groups. It was one of the most ethnic diversity that was in the entire country.
I'm trying to read the emotion in your voice here. Sounds like you're still, even after all these years, a little upset about all this.
Absolutely. When I look at all the, when I go down through Blossom Street, if I go down to Charles Street Station to go home, I look at all these high-rise apartment buildings. I said, this was once a neighborhood that is no more.
You miss the West End?
Yes, of course I do. The comradeship, everybody got along with one another. That's what I miss the most.
What happened in the West End in 1957 is not something that could ever happen again.
Corey Zangabot is senior urban designer and architect at the Boston Redevelopment Authority. We met with her at the museum as well to talk about the BRA's vision for the use of urban renewal as a planning tool as Boston continues to grow.
The definition of urban renewal is that it's a strategy for redevelopment and revitalization. And that meant one thing in 1957, but it means quite another today. So when you hear the phrase urban renewal, just as when you hear the phrase eminent domain or the word blight, there are strong negative connotations with that. And we'd love to refresh it and call it something different, perhaps urban revitalization or more succinctly urban planning. Where we were creating roads that were exclusively for cars in the 60s, today we talk about creating roads that are for people, for improved sidewalks, for better cycling accommodation and the like. So it's not about large-scale building development. It's also about creating a welcoming and world-class public realm.
Are there parts of Boston today that the Boston Redevelopment Authority thinks are blighted?
The BRA does not think neighborhoods in the city of Boston are blighted. It's a term that has a dictionary definition, but also has a legal definition. And so when you make a blight finding, we don't mean to imply that a neighborhood is blighted by our sort of colloquial understanding of the word.
Can you give us a contemporary example today of an area that is technically considered blighted, but in no way looks that way?
In the South Boston waterfront, for example, blight findings were made because there's a high water table and that is all landfill. So nobody thinks of the South Boston waterfront as being blighted.
With all those gleaming new buildings down there.
Precisely.
Even though,
should you want to go through the proper legal procedures, you might be able to make a blight finding.
To some degree, it's all about easing fears, isn't it, as the city moves forward through this century?
Easing fears, and also we're in an unprecedented development climate. There is so much construction happening right now. I think the last time we saw so much construction was in the 60s related to urban renewal. So I find this to be an interesting moment in the city's history and its urban development history, because we are thinking about planning again at a large comprehensive scale, and also what urban renewal can mean to the city today.
Duane, are you less fearful about the development you see going on around the city today and about what that may mean as Boston continues to transform itself in the 21st century?
What I'm most concerned with is the social impact of development as we move forward into the future. The issues of schools, the issues of community centers, the issues of cultural institutions, and certainly, you know, urban renewal becomes a part of that. It's concerning to me.
Corey, does the BRA consider itself more sensitive today about the need to preserve the neighborhood feel and neighborhood culture?
I would say absolutely. The sort of core belief is that preservation is going to be key to Boston's success as a city, but we also need to look at opportunities to enhance the features we have and grow.
Corey and Duane, thanks a lot. Good to meet you, and thanks for having us over at the museum to chat.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Duane Lucia, curator of the West End Museum, and Corey Zangabaut, senior urban designer and architect for the BRA. We met both of them at the West End Museum, where their exhibit about urban renewal is on display until January 9th.